Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
You might think a university would save money by sending students home and moving classes online. Maybe in the long term that would be the case. But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, in the short term, it's a different story.
Right, this story is by Patrick Ronnie, a reporter with the Cavalier Daily. The University of Virginia is trying to count up the financial fallout from having to move classes in mid-spring semester to online. According to the story, the university incurred $12 million in losses for having to refund student housing. In addition, Aramark, their dining services provider, had to pay $6 million back to students for dining. And the university also ran up about $300,000 in unanticipated costs for things like licenses to online platforms like Zoom.
David, are there other factors on the other side of the ledger, though, that would be in the university's favor?
Now, offsetting this is the University of Virginia is going to receive $11.7 million from the federal government in pandemic disaster relief. Half of that money must go directly to students for emergency financial aid, food, and technology. The big question now for UVA and really every university in the Commonwealth of Virginia is what will happen in August when students are supposed to arrive back on campus. UVA's own model is predicting the peak of the virus will not happen until mid-July to late August. And if that is the case, universities will have to make a decision whether to open the school year with all online classes. That would be a major change. There's questions of whether tuition would be reduced because students who go to college would not be going to college. So this is something that every university is going to be dealing with soon.
Our other story this week is about a different kind of effect on a different educational level.
Yeah, this story is by Randy Hagee, a reporter with The Citizen, an online newspaper in Harrisonburg. And it's a story about Harrisonburg High School, home of the Blue Streaks, has been overcrowded for some time now. Some students can't get in the lunchroom during the day, and they are busting at the seams. So there's been plans for years to decide what to do, and they finally decided last year that they were going to build a second high school to take care of the capacity.
It has been a long process, and they thought it was at an end. Now tax revenues and state funding are in question, and they don't know if they'll have the money to pay for this school.
They had planned to spend $100 million all told on a new school, but that has been put on hold now. The uncertainties surrounding the economic impact of the coronavirus has prompted the school board to put those plans on hold. They've spent quite a bit of money already, $5 million on land and $3 million in design. They have up to a year to put it on hold, and after that, they'd have to cancel the contract with a construction company.
School Superintendent Michael Richard says this is a delay in the process, not the end of it. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.